You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Well, I didn't get a lot of fan mail. Dawn Wells, she got all the fan mail. I mean, she got it. Number one by far.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Allison Arngrim, alias Nellie Olson, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Dawn Wells visited TV Confidential three times over the past 6 years, one of which took place in July 2017. Of Dawn's three visits to our program, this one is my personal favorite. As you're about to hear, without giving too much away, Dawn is responsible for one of my favorite moments in the history of this program. That's coming up a little later on, but in the meantime, at the time she visited us in July 2017, Dawn was starring in the acclaimed web series Life Interrupted, an ensemble comedy starring Mason Reese, Allison Arngrim, Michael Learned, and Aaron Murphy, in which Dawn played the battle axe mother-in-law of Mason Reese. As we pick up the conversation, we said to Dawn, we've been binge-watching Life Interrupted.
Isn't it fun?
It is fun. It is fun. And it is very apparent that you are having fun. I described your character to Tony and Donna. Dawn, I described you, the character you play in Life Interrupted, as Endora without the superpowers.
Boy, that's a combination, isn't it?
But you really seem to be having fun. I mean, look, we know because from the last time we talked to you, I mean, you've done so many other things on stage and film and television other than Marianne. But so we know that you're an actress and you can do a lot other things. But because most people think you in terms of that one character, I would imagine it has to be fun to play someone who is so un-Marianne-like.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because that's what I've done on stage. The series went off the air, I went in and explored my range, so to speak, and went right to play a hooker. Then it was the first thing I did.
Wow.
Changed that image a little bit. But on film, I haven't had the opportunity as much. So I really had fun doing this one because it was a stretch for what you would expect Dawn Wells to be. And we are so typecast in what we do, and I'm blessed that I was typecast as Marianne because she was a great character. But I've done a million other things that I'm just as proud of, and you don't get a chance to see that. That's why I go to the theater and usually do something, you know, a little different. But this was a nice stretch for me.
Are people
to see me play something else?
Are people still surprised that you're not Marianne, that you have range, and that you are a wonderful actress?
Well, you know, it took me 2 years to get Love, Lost, and What I Wore on Broadway. Off-Broadway. I kept saying, I can do this. What, Marianne? What? I said, come on, audition me. You get so much more typed on film than you do on stage. You know, on stage you can grow and you can convince somebody 25 feet away that you're a little different person. On camera, it's a little harder. It's a little harder with a sweet face to kind of play a hooker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I visualize a wholesome hooker.
I like that. That's what you're saying. You don't get diseases and all kinds of stuff. But you always want to show what you can do. You know, I just finished doing Steel Magnolias, playing Weezer. And that was really fun, kind of butch, you know. I mean, it's kind of fun to stretch. I mean, you know I can do Marianne. Now I'm too old to play Marianne, but you know that character. But as an actress, you want to show you can do something else. And I've been blessed. I've had the opportunities.
How did Life Interrupted come about for you, Don?
Well, Steve Wishnoff said to me, I want you to do this. And I said, what can I do? Because I'm always so supportive of anybody trying something, you know. But the fact that you would like me to do something a little bit different, and I was endorsing it from the very beginning, because I think it's fun to show something else. And I'm too old to play Marianne now, for God's sake.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a certain Marianne quality that is timeless.
But it's kind of Doris Day, is what I always say, or June Allison. It's kind of the sweet young girl that grows up to be a mature, nice mother, that kind of stuff. Nowadays, things are more opportunities. I think nowadays you can fool the public a little bit more than you could before. You were so typed before. But, I mean, I was a perfect Marianne, and I don't know who else could have played it. A lot of people, I think. We all, that same era, you know, you have the Barbara Eden, Elizabeth Montgomery's. We all sort of played the same kind of thing. And you get tight that way, and so that's what they think of when they go to cast somebody. But I don't berate that. I mean, I was pleased that I could do it, but there is so much more to me than that character.
Well, and as we said when we first started our conversation with you today, Don, with the character you play on Life Interrupted, you clearly are relishing the opportunity to do something on film that you don't always have a chance to do. And for the benefit of our listeners who haven't seen Life Interrupted, basically, and Don, you correct me if I got this wrong, it's produced and starring Mason Reese, and Mason Reese plays sort of a fictional version of himself. In real life, Mason Reese is a very successful entrepreneur and restaurateur in New York. This is sort of like the bizarro Mason Reese, and pretty much everything in his life that could go wrong does go wrong, and one of the banes in his life is his former mother-in-law, which is your character.
But we like each other. It isn't always, you know, it's not adversarial. It's kind of how do they all end up and what are they doing now?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Where would he be? You know?
And it is fun, and I don't know whether this was by design or not, Don, but it's from a pop culture, from a baby boomer perspective, which is our core demo. There are a lot of not only 60s icons, but particularly former child icons of the 60s and 70s who are part of the ensemble cast of Life Interrupted, including Alison Arngrim, who plays your daughter on the show, and Aaron Murphy and Brandon Cruz and Robbie Rist, and pretty much every, you know, former child actor you can think of as part of the cast.
And everybody brings their A game. It is, I mean, and just the whole quality of the project is really good. I mean, it is, we've seen,
well,
I think that
goes with our producer director's vision, and I think that makes a difference.
I know you have a very strong theater background, and I know that even if you're performing, you know, one of the classics, where you pretty much go by the script, because you will approach every character uniquely as an actress, Don. I mean, there is some sort of play or improv. I mean, I would think, and I'm not an actor, there's some sort of improv, you know, going on. Now, watching you in Life Interrupted, I can't tell whether it's scripted or whether it's improvised or not, but it's just the way the characters interact with each other is very natural.
Well, and I think that's one of the keys. It's the most important thing in film. You know, you can fool an audience from 15 feet away on stage. You really can. But you can't with a camera. And that's why I think with a camera you've got to be true. I don't mean you're not true on stage. I don't mean that, because you are. But you can tell the difference when the camera's up close. And I think you just have to embrace what you're doing. As an actress, you create the character from whatever the author's written. And then there is a part of you. You can't get away from a part of you. You know, you can't get away from the essence of... I always use Barbara Eden as an example, because Barbara and I are good friends. I know she could play a bitch, and she could play a murderer probably, but you still would love her.
Yes.
You know, and that has nothing to do with your talent. That is the chemistry with the camera, and I think you can fool an audience much more from 30 feet away than you can with a camera on your eyes. So I think part of the key into working is what I ran a film actors boot camp for years up in Idaho, and I didn't teach you how to act. I taught you how to get the job, because you can say that you can do a million things, but if you don't look like that character or don't fit the physical expression of that person, then it's going to be harder to fool the audience. And you can do that from 30 feet away. But you can't do that when the camera's on your eyes. So then you get typed, and that's, you know, Doris Day played Doris Day. She there wasn't a better Doris Day. She might want it to be Mercedes McCambridge occasionally. But I think you have to accept that as, unless you're completely nondescript, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I think you can take, Elizabeth Taylor had a hard time playing something that wasn't beautiful. She wanted to, but she couldn't, because you were overwhelmed by her beauty. So it's called show business, and it's a business. And you as a producer and as a director want to give everybody a chance, but you also want to make the movie the way it should be. So that casting is important. Marianne was an important character.
And right now we're in the business of talking to Don Wells.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
You can now purchase t-shirts, mugs, caps, hoodies, wall clocks, and other gifts with the TV Confidential logo from the official TV Confidential merchandise shop. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/merchandise or cafepress.com/TV Confidential, cafepress.com/TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.